Blog Talk Radio.
Buenos dias.
A little bit because it's a lot going on.
A lot.
And a rainy morning, and it's a beautiful day, Lola, but we tripping. We tripping, and it's good to be tripping. That means that this word is so delicious.
Okay?
A delicious word in the kingdom.
Good morning.
We want to say good morning. It's so prophetic that we just really hear what God is saying to us. Mm-hmm. Because that's That's love for him to rain down. So it's so many dimensions of the rain, but we want to talk about the natural rain and the representation of that so we can get a new revelation. We might run around the building. I don't know. Okay, so what the Lord is saying to the world today is when we see the rain, rain is really only important to people who have seed in the ground. Hello! Because when you have seed in the ground, that what follows the rain is the harvest.
Yes.
Okay, so when you get excited about the rain, you wake up and you hear it. Rain even has a certain smell to it.
Yes.
Come on
now.
Come on.
Yes.
And when you can smell the rain before you see the rain.
Yes.
Isn't that awesome?
And something was so beautiful last night. When I came from the store, you know, it still had rain yesterday at night. You know, my light is on outside, but the grass looks so glossy and shiny because it was wet. And there was something symbolic about that, you know, in the spirit. I was like, oh, I was just like, Lord Jesus, you're speaking to me.
It's true.
But then I'm thinking of Pastor Marlo. Just as I was hearing the people at the store say, oh, it's bad weather. I don't like this weather. I also hear it like when it's dry, when it's hot. Oh, it's a hot day. It's dry. And I'm thinking, well, it's hot, but we have water. Well, it's hot, but hey, I need a little bit of sun. You know, I'm always grateful and thankful for whatever season.
Absolutely. You better know.
You know, we're different seasons. So, I don't know. I'm just.
Well, the thing about that, Laura, prophetically, the word says that for people that do that, that means that rain is a nuisance to them because, see, they don't understand the depth of who God is and what he's doing at this very moment and very time. Not only, and he rains on the just and the unjust.
Yes.
So whether you're a sinner or a Christian or whatever, you're going to still get the same effect.
Yes.
But the revelation is what takes us from glory to glory.
Mm-hmm.
So to know that, I'm so excited because we've been decreeing and declaring in 2020. I don't care if it's a pandemic or an endemic. This is harvest time.
harvest time
for the people of God. And we have to declare it.
Yes.
We have to believe it.
Yes.
We have to be able to walk it out. And this is just a manifestation of the glory of God. And the rain is so symbolic, Lord, like you always say.
It is. And
it's not a nuisance to me. I mean, even like there are different places that things are going on. And, you know, the word says that the enemy comes to kill, sin, and destroy.
Yes.
So the storms are from the enemy. They're not from God. No, really, they're not, because it's destroying cities and towns. Like, even just in Houston, 3 hours away? They got rivers on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we just have to be grateful.
Yes.
You know, and then we have to be also thoughtful and prayerful for those people who are going through. And we over here whining, but it ain't funny. You know,
and just
pray for the people and that, you know, that there are things to be said.
As a matter of fact, things in Houston.
Absolutely. They showed it this morning.
Galveston, too.
You know, so we just thank God for just loving us enough to give us what we need.
We're so blessed beyond measure.
I love the topic. Blessed beyond measure. So I love the scripture where the Lord says that he gives every man the same measure.
Yes.
So what is your measure? You know, a lot of times we focus on so much of what's not going right instead of what is going right.
Yeah, because anytime I want to complain, seriously, which I do sometimes, okay? But pray for me. But not very often. But then right away, Holy Spirit's like, I'm hope.
Yeah.
I'm hope. I got this.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's my situation. You just praise me.
That's right.
Continue to praise me and tell others for my goodness and faithfulness and my word. So don't be tripping. I don't know. That's my intimacy with God, okay?
That's right.
He talks to me like that, okay?
I love it.
I keep it real and he puts up with me and I thank God for him and I'm going to keep going.
Because
you know?
He's a way maker. He makes a way out of no way.
Yeah.
You know? He thinks it's us making the way. No.
But it feels so good to come here this morning at the mansion.
Yeah.
Where the presence of God is mighty.
Hallelujah.
And I know he's in us, but he's here. And I just, because I was having one of those days where I just wanted to scream and cry.
Yeah.
But when I walked in here and you walk in, you're going through stuff and you're like, good morning, Lord. How are you this morning? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
If you relate to me, then we're going to be okay.
We do.
And then here we are.
Yeah. We have to put it under our feet.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just stuff. You know, because we're here to win souls.
Yes.
That's the ultimate thing. And we got some things we have to go through sometimes to get to where we need to be on the platform, but we're already a platform just by ourselves. You know? But we thank God for trusting us in this dimension that it has as we pillar and represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords today. So we just want to say thank you for tuning in, the most people, gracious people in the world today. We want to say good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners all over the world. And we just thank God for you guys for your love and support.
Yes.
Because there's power and support.
Yes.
And we need each other now more than
we
ever need
each
other before.
Each other.
Yeah.
And I want to send a shout out to Pastor Bobby McCain.
Yes.
Because
we
love you and we're praying for you and your family. But we've been texting back and forth. And he blesses me because the strength that God has given him going through right now, and he goes, oh, we're about to win more souls. Like, we're going to have this harvest time.
It's
added to his life. You know, y'all know what he went.
Let's see,
going he has. And he went live, and even though they might be, they're staying there, okay?
Right.
But it's just, he encouraged me that, you know, keep going. We got to keep going. We got to keep winning souls. We got to keep sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't care what you're going through.
Yeah.
And I know that he's going to be able to, you know, minister to a lot of people that are going through stuff because it's the word. It's the word of God that when it manifests, it comes forth and we're able to, he gives us the strength.
Yeah,
we're able
does.
To overcome all things. All things. That's what we're blessed beyond measure. Because it doesn't matter good or bad, what we're going through. God is our only hope, and that's the only way we're going to make it, Pastor Malo. If you're not talking to Jesus every day, if you're not spending a relationship like Pastor Bob preached on Sunday about relationship, not religion, relationship with Jesus, then something's not right, you know? And I like what he shared on Sunday about repentance, you know, in the church, and that we need to be sharing the gospel. That's first and foremost. We have to spend intimacy with God, talk to God, read his word, be students, learn and grow and knowing, and share the gospel to someone anywhere around the world because it is so needed. It is so needed.
That's so true. That's so true.
And let me tell you, I'm going to do it, Lord. I'm going to do it no matter what.
You know, somebody asked me a question, and maybe somebody asked me a question. So, how long have you been, good morning, Sandy, good morning, thanks for tuning in. So how long have you been doing this morning show? And I've been on 7 years now, but we completely doing the journey. Pretty much in the last quarter of this 2020. So anyway, he was like, so you mean to tell me that you've been waking up 6 years, well, on seven, every week, doing a show? Yes. Yes, and to God be the glory.
Yes.
Because when God gives you an assignment, do y'all know, some Tuesdays, don't y'all know I wanted to just bash in the rain today and not get up and get in the car and come nowhere?
Stay in bed with a pillow?
Woo! But God.
Yeah, and then we have those pillows that Jack and Mama, Dalise gave us those pillows. I don't know what pillows they were, but man, those pillows, I'll be fighting that pillow.
Yeah. And I love it. I love it. And I was thinking about Mama Dalis, how she always says that, you know, we got to really be mindful, you know, as we are ministers of the gospel, because everybody that's reading, you have an opportunity to minister, you know. But we have to be mindful that we can't get caught up in numbers and people, yeah, because we're in the audience of one. I love it when she says that, because if she don't even say it, because once she said it, I keep hearing it, you know. But that's the truth.
Yeah.
That's a reality, and I'm so excited to be in the audience with God.
Yeah.
Because, see, what we do unto him, we do it unto others.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's an automatic thing that trickles down. You know, God gives us the zeal, the courage, the love, all of the stuff that components of the fruit of the Spirit to go with it. But, Laura Kelly, would you like to say good morning to our amazing people?
Buenos días, familia. ¿Cómo está, Gary?
Good morning, Gary.
This is Sam Jr. We love you. God bless you from when we love. Buenos días. ¿Cómo están todos? Le damos gracias a Dios por su presencia y por esta lluvia hermosa.
Hallelujah.
Y le pedimos a nuestro Padre que siga bendiciendo a cada uno de ustedes. Siga creciendo en su palabra de él. Y acuérdense que Jesucristo es esperanza y tiene promesas para todos ustedes que leen su palabra. Gloria a Dios. He has promises for everyone that reads.
Everybody get up. You may be in your car getting ready to go worship, or wherever you may be. I'm just gonna take out this time to talk about my Savior. Don't mind, I'm gonna go and pray. Yeah. We just stepping for Jesus. I see you. Let's go. It's like a gentle breeze, fresh off the ocean seas. Pleasant, all pleasant. Sweet like a honeycomb, or your favorite piece of candy. Something about when I hear that name. My emotions get the best of me, come.
When I hear that name,
people stop and stare, cause I cannot come down. When I hear that name, I lose all self-control. And if you don't mind, I'm just gonna talk about it.
Something about the name.
Something about the name.
Something about that name.
I'm just talking about my Savior.
It's like a smell of sweet perfume.
Just like sweet perfume.
Your name could light the darkest of rooms. Emotions get the best of me,
cause when I hear that name,
people stop and stare, but I don't care. He's my shield, my hiding place, a joy in which I can refrain from dancing.
Something about the name.
are right up on us. So if you want to come in, we have gift cards and we can do all of that. So we just want you to know that, you know, one thing about the spa setting is a lot of people think that that's just a commodity of luxury, but really it's a wellness place, you know, that you learn. You know, the word of the Lord says we perish for the lack of knowledge, and we have to get the right information about what we need to be tailored fit to ourselves, you know. And I can, and I heard the Holy Spirit said, I'll be talking to you too. Yeah. Yeah, because I got to get better at doing, you know, taking care of me. And the Lord, you know, I'm even way more ridiculous at this moment because the Lord has supplied all of our needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And who don't go into, open the door to the spa? That would be me. I go, but I don't go. Okay, I'm just repenting. Okay. I'm repenting at this moment. So I can't ask you to help you if I ain't helping me and everything right here for me to help me. Yeah. So I just thank God for rebuking me today on national live, international. You know, I'm serious. I don't care what you think about that. You know what? I can't do that. I'm going to take that. I'm telling on myself.
Yes. We're transparent.
Yes. So the devil ain't got to show me up. I'm going to show myself up. Sometimes you got to beat the devil because he's coming. So
yes.
I just want to say, you know, pray for me as I get my balance together. Because
yes.
I've been having this extraordinary life, of, you know, and I had made time. Well, I made time for me, but, you know, and it's just a blessing. And I don't want to tell too much, but it's just the truth. So to God be the glory. Yes, so we thank you guys for tuning in today. We just wanted to do that commercial break to let you guys know. We're going to do it again before the show's over, but we're going to teach this amazing word, blessed beyond measure, today, Lord. So let's go to our scripture this morning. Are you ready?
Yes.
Blessed beyond measure.
God's love letters.
Which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre.
Es fuego.
And Father, I pray this morning, Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts, Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. And Father, I pray as you read the word, Father, that we don't rush your Holy Spirit, Father, that we meditate in your word and let it come forth, let it get rooted and grounded in our hearts, which I believe is our minds, Father. That we speak life, Father, as you teach us your love letters, Father, that we will speak it in our lives and in others, God, for your glory, God. It's us for you to be glorified. So I'm not asking, I'm expecting, Father,
hallelujah,
for a harvest of souls, Father, to be transformed by the renewing of their minds, Father, but in your word, God.
Yes,
and
yes.
I thank you, God, because you said it is finished,
it is
done. And we love you. We honor you.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to go to Ephesians.
Ephesians chapter 3,
verse 20-21. Ephesians 3, versículo 20-21. Y la palabra de Dios dice,
hallelujah.
Y ahora que toda la gloria sea para Dios, puede lograr mucho más.
Mm.
De lo que podemos perder o incluso imaginar mediante su gran poder que actúa en nosotros. Gloria a Él en la iglesia y en Cristo Jesús, porque todas las generaciones desde hoy y para siempre. Amén.
Amen. Gloria
a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. So listen, America, this is the King James Version of Ephesians 3, 20-21. But Lord, I'm going to go right up to 19 real quick. This is what's so powerful. And it says, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. That right there is already enough said. Because when you really get into the love of Christ, it surpasses all knowledge, which means a lot of stuff we're not going to understand it. But when you love people, you don't even really care what, let's just say, what the sacrifice may be, because it's all about love.
Yeah.
So once you get into love, you may not understand it, but you know the love is real.
Yeah.
And then you just want to love on people.
Yeah.
You don't care about where they come from, how they look, how they smell. And as Christian people, we have to, and that means Christ followers, we got to understand that we got to stop judging people. Didn't you know we just teach last week, check yourself before you wreck yourself? Come on. We can't get caught up in just point the finger and looking at the specs in somebody else's eye. We got a big old plank telephone pole in our eye.
Yes. And I understand there is consequences
right.
to sin.
Yes.
We know that, y'all. I know that, okay? But we got to speak life over souls, especially those that are not delivered or in bondage or are struggling. We got to pray for them because I've seen prayers answer and I've seen manifestation and I've seen God do healings in
Hallelujah.
So many different ways. Some ways I didn't like, but he still healed them.
Yeah.
We have to speak life over them, even if they're struggling, you know, pray for them, intercede for them. I mean, that's what my
sure.
heart grieves is that we need to pray for those that are lost. And I know Abba hears our prayers,
you know? We may not be lost, but every day we got to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, all of us.
Yes, yes.
You know, even as the body of believers, you know, we just have to be transparent.
Yeah, because there's
like,
times that I,
yeah.
I and then, oh, you're Christian, you're, and I'm like, oh, I need prayer too.
Yeah.
But I know that I'm not where I used to be. I
know
where it is.
We thank God for that, but we really wanted to really speak that scripture before we got into
yeah.
to what
yeah.
God is really saying about blessing our measure because
yes.
we're really not going to understand the depth of how blessed we are until we really know the love of Christ. You know, once we know that, it surpasses all knowledge that you might be filled with all the fullness of God.
Yes.
Okay, and now into 20 it says, now unto him. So, yes, that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So in that portion, we have to ask ourselves, are we really going the extra mile? Are we really doing exceedingly and abundantly, or are we just doing the bare minimum and then we want God to just blow us up? That's not how it goes. So when you understand that it is according to whatever we ask of things, according to the power that works within us, which is Christ Jesus. That's who's doing it. That's who's illuminating the love. And we think it's us, but it's really who is within us.
Yes, yes.
And then unto him be the glory.
Yes.
Stop trying to take all the glory, the credit. It's Christ Jesus that gives it to us. He gives us the right mind. So there's a lot of people that didn't wake up in their right mind. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
And then we get so caught up on stuff instead of winning souls and being the light of the world and the salt of the earth. You know, that's why we're still here, because we have assignments to do. You know, we have to do things, complete them, because here's the thing. Ultimately, we will transition into the land of the living. And I was also challenged this week, so how you going to say we in the land of the dying? Well, hello! People die here every day. So in this, we are in the land of the dying. But while we are here, we can still have exceedingly abundantly above all.
Yes.
We can have that because the word tells us that we can, because it is of the power who work within us.
Yes.
You know, not my will, Lord, but your will. But do we really need it? See, that's the thing. But here is, you know, we just talking about what God's talking about, because it's only by Christ Jesus through all ages, that means for infinity, through the world without me.
And somebody was telling me, God was calling him to do something, and then the person said, about it, and she's probably not of God. I said, it's not about feeling good.
Yeah.
It's not about feeling. Sometimes it's gonna get you out of your comfort zone.
Come on now. And then once you step out, everything. And listen, we think it's all about money, but really it's about our faith, because our faith is our currency.
Yes.
Right, Laura?
Yeah.
It is our currency.
Yes.
You know, it's what moves mountains. Isn't that what the word says?
Yeah.
It will move a mountain.
That's why when I saw this shirt, let's be on that show.
Uh-oh.
I said, right on.
Because we are, and we're so blessed to be a blessing.
Yes.
And we learn, and we hang out with people who are in the blessing business.
Yes.
They
yes.
really are, and they teach us. They don't even know the depth of what they teach us, but they do.
Uh-huh.
They teach us, and the more you give, the more God gives.
Yes.
He just, you know, he just, that's that exceedingly abundant above all that we can ask. That's what Ephesians 20
yes.
says. Or think.
Yeah. It's like my Luke, he's learning, you know, he got his bank account.
So proud of you, Luke.
And we put money in his account. And then he wanted to know how much was the tithe on the money.
Come
on,
see. Hold on before you go into it. How old is he?
15.
15 years old.
And so on Sunday, you know, when we go to church, he wants to pay his tithe to church. And then yesterday, you know, we came and worked here. And he got his money, and then he goes, now, how much is it for today, Mom? And I'm like, it just made me want to cry, because it's like, he's getting it, you know?
He got
I,
it.
With the little.
He
know?
Got
and
it.
And then he keeps telling me, Mom, I'm going to make you proud, Mom. I'm going to make you so proud, Mom. I'm going to take care of you, and I'm going to be a blessing to the kingdom.
Woo!
And when he says it, I believe it because of God in him.
Absolutely.
You know, at 15, and he was so persistent about this town and working and wanted to, you know, go to, you know, he's taking college courses already at TTT and he, every time I hear him, he's like, Mom, I'm going to make you proud, you know, and I'm like, thank you, God, thank
That's
you
so
that, you know, he's going to be an example to minister to us, because for me, it's like, God, we got to reach out to the youth. Because the youth need warriors. And I thank God that my son is going to be one of the warriors to help others, you know, other moms' children, you know? And so I thank God for my Luke.
Hallelujah. We thank God for Luke, too.
Yes.
But that's such a blessing to see your harvest.
Yeah.
Because what we put into our children and our family and friends and all the people that we're doing life with, you have to make investments into people. You know, and that's where, and it has to be a balance in it. It can't just be one sided, you know, unless you got somebody like the Ortiz that say, you're not taking nothing from me. I'm just reviewing. Okay. And then you have to be obedient in that, because when you are a Gigi, it's hard to receive.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where you have to set free from Jesus, because a lot of times, you know, blocking the blessings, you know, the other
the guys were saying, oh, yeah. So the guy told him all kinds of stuff that we used to do over there at the bank. We took up the metaphor. We were at the bank for like an hour and a half. Because Luke was asking all this stuff. I thought we were just going to go open the, you know, and no. Luke had a list, okay, of questions. And then yesterday, when he just got his card. That's why, thank God, because we are blessed beyond measure. He got his card. He activated, and then he had the money that was put in there, and then he transferred into his savings.
Oh, go ahead.
I didn't do nothing. He goes, Mom, look at my savings and my checking. I already put the money that I had, and I put half here. See, Mommy, I told you I'm going to make you proud.
That
and he
so
left
beautiful.
His card in his wallet, and I'm like, he did it all by himself.
Awesome.
He was just reading the instructions and everything, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. But that's beautiful, though. Because you know what? He already has the mind.
Yes.
So that's what it says here, that, you know, we have to know the love of Christ.
Yes.
Because, okay, so his mind is already for the kingdom. At
yes.
15 years
yeah.
old.
Yeah.
Even see, that's why God's going to bless him beyond measure.
Yeah.
Because
measure, because he says
good measure. So blessed beyond measure. Okay, so what is your measure? So, okay, if it is money, Lord, some people, they do give money, which is a blessing. But really, it's things that's way more weightier than money. So give, and it shall be given unto you. So if you are giving love, that is your measure. That's what should be coming to you. If you're giving joy, peace, all of those things, the fruit of the Spirit, that's what's going to be measured back to you. And then this is what I love about God, because he tells us how. Breath down, shake it together, and we always go to the kitchen. So I don't know about y'all, but let's go to the sugar jar. Okay? So when you go to the sugar jar, everybody that have a sugar jar pours sugar in their jar. And y'all know how we do it. We press it down, pour some more. I had such a great revelation last week. My sugar was all over the cabinet. I said, oh! Lord, so with the same measure that you give, it shall be measured back to you. Good measure. Right?
Yes.
Press down, shaking together, and run it over. The word of the Lord says, men shall give, or mankind, don't get caught up on just the man or the gender, mankind shall give into your bosom. And in the Greek, the word bosom means big pocket. Because you got to know, I'm just saying, not these little bitty pockets right here. These some little pockets, y'all. Can y'all see them? Your pockets is little. Okay, so. when this was written, it was written in the Greek talking about big pockets, because back then their pockets were huge. And they were huge because they traveled and carried things.
Yeah.
And that's why the word is saying that, you know, it'll be given unto you, into your bosom. And then it tells about the same, with the same measure that you meet. So how you give it? It shall be measured back to you. And then the word of God says, again.
Yes.
Not just one time, not just two times, but we're talking about some infinity. The measure. We bless beyond measure, America. So listen, I'm telling you, I get so excited when the God be telling me stuff. I'm like, what you say? Like Papa Jack. Yes. So God says, give and it shall be given unto you. What are you giving? If you are giving finances, trillionaires, here you come. But what's in your heart, though? This is a struggle in most Christ followers. We don't have a spirit of expectation.
No.
Right, Laura?
Yeah.
We don't put nothing on our feet.
Yeah. So when I hear people walking around and they keep saying, I'm broke, I'm like, you're speaking for you, because I'm the richest woman in the world. My daddy is King Jesus. I got anything and everything I need. So
let me tell you something else about your daddy. Your daddy owned the cattle of a thousand hills. Okay? And this is what's another revelation. We don't even know how many cows or cattle are on each hill. Just think, it's one of the things that make you go, what, Lord? What? So that's why we're rich. And I say it all the time. He says, he'll give you houses you didn't build, vineyards you didn't plant. Come on. But we don't get into this word like he write it to us, and we don't get excited. I don't care if you ain't got to be animated. You could be like Jazz or Papa Jack. Be excited in your spirit, and then it overflows, and you see it come out.
Yeah.
You know, but with me and Laura, you're going to be like, what? Right? Unapologetically. Yes. So that's what I love about they having the show over there before the show. I love it. I love it. Next time they're gonna be right here with us. I love it. The God be
good. That would be good.
Yes. 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 We got a strategy, America. Jesus already gave it to us. They don't know yet, but he revealed it. Oh, God is so good. But I'm so excited about this Luke 6:38,
yes.
Lord. I'm excited about this whole love letter.
Yes.
But when God talks about give and it shall be given, in that point of the comma, you have to really resonate, and then you get in the face of God. And you say, Lord, that's what you'd like for me to do. And as you're giving them to the Lord, you know, I'm serious. We got to get sold out in this place.
Yes.
Because if we don't.
And I'm going to brag on somebody that's watching. Compared to other places, we're blessed,
you know,
y'all.
Laura has lots of here in America, the poorest people are the richest in other countries.
Yes.
That's just so true, and we don't even think about that. And then we have to actually look down on the poor people here, and we don't even realize how rich we are. And we complain. We don't understand the portion of the measure of our blessing, you know, and we're blessed beyond that, you know, and we're blessed to be a blessing. You know, so be a blessing today.
Yes.
You know,
go bless somebody.
Put somebody on your heart. Like Laura was saying, don't get 20 pair of shoes that's probably that you're not wearing. And bless somebody.
Go
Come on, go in your garage and get out that extra car.
Yes.
Somebody.
Yes.
Hello. I mean, really.
Yes.
You know,
go order your stuff.
Yeah.
Go do it. Cause you're taking nothing with you.
Nada.
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 Because we're dirt.
Yeah. We dirt going back to dirt. And then I love this part. We even have dirt babies. Hey! Yeah. We do. And they dirt. And then this is what's so sad. Dirt don't want to sit by dirt. I'm not sitting by her, but you dirt. I'm not sitting by him, but you dirt. That's a revelation. I hope somebody gets it.
Yes.
Because really, we just get so caught up into ourselves. That's why we got to check ourselves. We're going to be teaching that again real soon. The only reason we didn't teach part two is because my shirt ain't clean. Okay. Okay, but I got one for you, Laura. So,
yeah,
you got me the ball.
Oh, yes, we're blessed with
yes.
The unmeasured.
Bless the unmeasured. I thank God for you, Laura Kelly, and the Arkansas, who are my spiritual parents. And I'm telling America,
yes,
I'm so excited about doing life with people who are sold out to the kingdom. You know, because we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and God is so good to us, Laura. I look forward to my Tuesdays, because Laura, we used to hang out more, but you know, since she's been winning souls more and more, I don't see her that much, but I do see it. You know what I'm saying?
And it's about to end the 30th of this month. I'll be able to take a weekend off. I haven't had a weekend off since before. I've been off maybe a Monday or Tuesday during the week, but I haven't, the COVID and the extension, I have not had a weekend.
You deserve it,
Laura.
You
work
hard.
Even when I went on a meeting occasion on Monday, but I'm looking forward to it. But you know what? It was worth it, and I love it, and if God told me to do it again, I'll do it.
Absolutely.
For His glory.
That's so beautiful, because you started out doing it for His glory.
Yeah.
But He blessed you beyond that. You did it in the process of hearing your heart.
Yeah.
So to God be the glory to you, Laura, and I'll just thank God for you. All that He has in store for us. But this is what I wanted to leave with America today. So I want to, the Holy Spirit asked the question, so why does our cup run over? So if you don't even know your cup running over, if you breathe it today, your cup is running. Okay? It's because of how fortunate, come on now, how fortunate and blessed we are, and because we are heirs to fortune. We are. That seems so simple, but it's so powerful. We are heirs to the kingdom of God. If you are saying that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, that means you are a joint heir in Christ.
Yes.
You know, so we are part of the family, the most wealthiest family in the kingdom. You know, and you really have to know that. And that's how you come into the knowledge of how blessed you are. And how grateful you are. And gratefulness is actionable. It's love.
Yes.
It's all the components of that. But we have to be mindful to shift our minds and our hearts. You know, and be about the Father's business today.
Yes.
Right, Laura? Be a blessing. So extreme, Laura, to where we have to. But if we are complainers and if we are people who are murmurers, and just like the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness for 40 years. When you think about it, what was wrong with them?
Yeah.
And God had, He had done miracles for them. You know what I'm saying? To where He, you know, Pharaoh was already defeated because of Moses doing what he was called to do. So are there any Moseses in the world today? And if it is, rise up and let's be a blessing and, you know, help somebody. And it's not always, you know, gonna be easy. You know, every day not gonna be Sunday, as they say, but we gotta keep praying, knowing that God is the one that gives us the power, the zeal, and the strength to do what we need to do so he can get the glory. Right, Lord?
Amen. Hallelujah.
So we just all have to become true representatives of the kingdom and know it's not about you. Highways and the byways, and take it into the. And sometimes you're the only guy people gonna see.
Yes. Yes.
You know, really. You know, and so that's why he says we're the light of the world in the salt of the earth. Don't be one of them people say I'm a child of God and always mad.
Don't do it.
And angry, facey, twisted. Okay. Like, that's how God is? No, I don't want no part of that. Okay? I'm just saying. We got to get it together, America. We really do. And represent, you know. And I know then you got people like me and Lauren that's all the way on the other side. And they be like, oh, could you get away from me?
Like,
okay? Yeah. But it's okay. Right, Laura?
It's okay.
Just be who you call to be.
Yeah.
And we just thank God for everyone tuning in today and watching the show and praying for us, and make sure that you come out of Mansion on Park Road and get your Soulful Prayers Volume 2 edition, because the sold out book is on its way out, and that book is just getting greater and greater, America!
Yay!
And I'm so excited about what God is doing, you know?
Yes.
So, and if you don't want to come by the mansion, go to themansiononparkroad.com, right, Laura? And get your book, and it will be shipped out to you ASAP.
Yes.
I'm so excited about it, and don't forget about the Mansion Spa. If you don't want to come now, get ready to gear up for the holidays and come by, because we're going to be sold out over here. I'm decreeing and declaring that, you know, and you got to believe it. So we 90 seconds, Laura, you want to pray us out?
Yes. Thank you, Black Radio, for everybody that's tuning
in.
God bless y'all. And y'all, share the video. Share the good news.
Yes.
Because what we're sharing here is the good news.
Good news.
So other folks will see it for hope. And Father in heaven, we just thank you this beautiful morning, this rainy day, Father. Done in our lives. And if there's anybody out there right now watching that doesn't know you, Father, I pray that they open up their hearts and ask you, Father, Sunday you will meet them right where they're at,
that's
God.
It, that's it.
And I thank you for divine appointments, Father. I thank you for your will to be done in our lives. And I speak blessings over every soul tuning in right now and watching, God, that you speak to them, Father, that they're getting your love letters in your word, Father, and that they will speak it and it will come forth like fire, God, and anything inside of us that's not of you, God, I pray that you continue to manifest and cleanse us, Father, with your word, Father, and start with me, God, start with me, Father, and I thank you for your correction, for your discipline, God, for the conviction, Father, in my heart, Father, when I'm wrong, Father, but I, Father, I thank you for a humble heart, Father, and I thank you for what you did in Calvary, finish. So thank you, God. If it's healing that someone right now watching is needing healing, Father, I pray that they just speak your word. By your stripes they are healed, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, for more relationship and intimacy with you more than anything, I pray that everybody's coming in to spend more time with you and your love letters. In Jesus' name we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Woo!
And thank you for tuning in and being a blessing. Pray for us as we pray for you, and we will watch God change things.
Yes.
Amen. And make sure on our Thursday show, the Wellness Show at 11:30, tune in to Dolly, Lanka, and Leah. And then our special announcement, the Friday show with Mama Gemma is coming back.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yes, awesome.
You know, I did that on Sunday after church. I had my red scarf, and I said, "What do you want, Mama Gemma?" Does? I went and touched Thomas Carr, my man, and I had some friends from Camellia at the house, and they're looking at me. I said, "What did she?"
That's right. That's right.
I don't know. It was just my
that's
heart,
so beautiful.
And I was thinking about her.
Yeah. So I got that call the other day, and not only that, we're excited about our Wednesday show coming back and our Saturday show. And we will be full again.
Yes.
And then I'm just excited about what God is doing.
Yes.
So, and we want to make sure that we speak life to Pastor Bobby and his family right now. That, you know, just watching him, though, he already speaking life to us.
Yeah.
But
this Friday
right?
is
the memorial.
It's
like Crosswalk Church.
Crosswalk and
Pastor Bob and so Son
keep,
Josh.
Keep them in play.
Yeah. So we love you, Pastor Bob. We, your amazing family, yeah. And you're just such a blessing to the body and,
yeah.
and to this ministry here at the Mansion Media
yeah.
and House of Glory. So let's just say, follow my
dreams.
Yeah.
Thank and you, and Lord. He still did the show.
Yes.
He said,
just
I'm here at the home because I'm with my wife, but the show must go on.
Must go on. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Love it.
That's what I'm talking about. Blessed beyond measure.
Wow.
Yes. And with the right, you have to have the mind of Christ. And when you have the mind of Christ, you don't understand. You know, you just can't.
No.
You know, until you get your mind right. So check yourself, America, before you wreck yourself. Hallelujah. And we will see you guys next Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. And tune in to the men's edition on Monday. So
yes.
Awesome, Father. So we love you guys, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Share the video.
Yes,
go bless
the
somebody.
Video. Woo! Be a blessing. And bless your name. That's so
Papa Jack, I almost didn't make it this morning. My battery was, I don't know, dead or something. I mean, it was just going, and the light kind of turned on. So I went, there was four houses, and I saw cars outside, and I had to go take a minute to work. And Thomas having issues with this, but I had to go to the shop. I think either on Thursday was taking it. And so I'm like, Lord, I got to take her to work. I got to get to the show. And I said, you have to tell me which house I'm going to go knock because I don't know what's going on. And it was drizzling. And then I don't want anyone to come in. I'm going to be late. And so she said, go to that house. And I don't really know those neighbors, but that's the house he's home. And I went and I knocked. I come and I said, you know what's going on? I think my man is able. And he looked at me and goes, oh, yeah, I don't care. I'll be right there. I mean, he came outside within seconds. And turned my van on, and it was the battery. So I stopped and got a coffee, and I didn't turn it off. I left it on. There was nobody outside. So Caleb could pick my van, but I stopped it right now. And I drove off Camilla.